Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 26, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Clinical and prognostic significance of anomalous origin of a coronary artery in adults. This study analyzed the clinical implications of anomalous aortic origin of a coronary artery in adults using coronary computed tomography angiography. The study, conducted at an Italian center from 2004 to 2024, sought to determine outcome predictors. The results detail specific clinical outcomes, which will improve risk stratification for these patients. Article number 2. Screening detected atrial fibrillation and cardiovascular outcomes in working-age adults. This retrospective cohort study in Japan evaluated the incidence and cardiovascular outcomes of screening-detected atrial fibrillation in working-age adults. Mandatory ECGs during annual health screenings provided a unique opportunity to identify atrial fibrillation early. The findings reveal the long-term cardiovascular risks associated with screening-detected atrial fibrillation in this population, highlighting the importance of early detection and intervention to prevent stroke and other complications. Article number 3. Sex differences in atrial fibrillation-related atrial remodeling assessed by electroanatomic mapping and biopsy. This study investigated sex differences in atrial structural remodeling in patients with non-valvular atrial fibrillation by performing right atrial biopsies and high-density voltage mapping. The research included 282 atrial fibrillation patients and 58 controls undergoing supraventricular tachycardia ablation. The results showed notable histopathological differences between men and women, providing insights into potential sex-specific atrial fibrillation mechanisms and treatment approaches. Article number 4. EP4/ANXA2 axis in pulmonary arterial hypertension, therapeutic implications. This research investigated the role of the prostaglandin E2 receptor EP4 in the pathogenesis of pulmonary arterial hypertension, a condition characterized by abnormal proliferation of pulmonary artery smooth muscle cells. The study aimed to evaluate the potential of EP4 as a therapeutic target for pulmonary arterial hypertension. The findings suggest that targeting EP4 could offer a novel therapeutic approach for managing pulmonary arterial hypertension by modulating the EP4/ANXA2 axis. Article number 5. Abnormal electrocardiogram findings in athletes. This article discusses the challenges in interpreting ECGs in athletes, where physiological adaptations can mimic cardiac pathology. It highlights the ongoing efforts to differentiate benign ECG changes from potentially pathological findings requiring further investigation. Addressing diagnostic uncertainties in cardiac assessment of athletes is crucial to avoid unnecessary restrictions and ensure appropriate management of true cardiac conditions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.